Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com. A total of 15 groups have come together to form what's being called the Oklahoma Livestock Relief Coalition. They'll be actually holding a kickoff news conference with Governor Mary Fallon on Monday to talk about this coalition and its mission to provide emergency financial resources to local law enforcement agencies that have seized, abused, and neglected large animals and to assure humane care of those animals. Had the opportunity to visit with the executive director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWald, about how this group has come together to form the coalition.
This is a result of unfortunate circumstances. Part of the unfortunate circumstance, of course, is drought. Part of it is the fact that we we had no horse slaughter going on. And so we found ourselves in a situation where we had animals that were being abandoned and abused or neglected. And no one despises that more than people that are in the livestock business. We don't like that at all. So several months ago, we began discussions with a really neat group of people: Veterinary Medical Association, Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners, Cattlemen's Association, Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers, Pork Council, and others, saying, what can we do ourselves without involving the government, without asking for any appropriations? What can we do to help solve some of these problems? And what we found as we did our research and looked into things was the county sheriff or local law enforcement has the right to seize animals that have either been abandoned or been neglected. At that point, when they make that seizure, then they're responsible for those animals until they're disposed of in one form or fashion. It's at that point where we said, you know, that's when we can engage. We can create an opportunity to create, to develop funds or to raise funds to make sure that that local law enforcement officer has what they need in terms of feed, medical supplies, veterinary medicine to take care of those animals that they've unfortunately had to seize. So we're focused on livestock. Most of these cases, unfortunately, involve horses. We've had some cases in the past of some sheep that were neglected. Unfortunately, the person that took them in just didn't have the wherewithal to take them. Law enforcement seizes them. At that point, law enforcement would contact the Oklahoma Livestock Relief Coalition and say, we need financial assistance to provide immediate feed. This is a short-term, 30-day deal. This is not going to pay for boarding of animals. This is not a typical rescue-type situation. This is to help law enforcement do their job and get that problem mitigated as quickly as possible.
Scott DeWald of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, OCA, one of the Oklahoma Livestock Relief Coalition members. Mission of this organization is to provide emergency financial resources to local law enforcement agencies that have seized, abused, and neglected large animals and assure humane care of the animals. Scott DeWald talking with us in advance of the news briefing on Monday that Governor Mary Fallon will be a part of, as she endorses this concept of self-help for the livestock industry. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.